This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? It's the last 10 days of Ramadan. Subhanallah, it flew by like that. What are your plans? How are you preparing for Laylatul Qadr? Do you have a game plan? Do you have something written down? I just put up my schedule yesterday. Praying in jama'ah, sunan, Quran reading. How many times I'm going to say Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. How many istighfars a day, adhkar. I'm giving charity, even if it's something really small. With true sincerity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make it the cause of so much barakah in the huge amounts donated and make it go places you wouldn't even imagine. Calling family members, salat al-rahim, you know, Quran memorization or reviewing, tahajjud, prayer, name it, all sorts of good. But why? Because Laylatul Qadr is in these 10 days. Your golden ticket to Jannah is in these 10 days. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises, His promise is haqq. Wa'aduhu haqq. It's the truth. There is no changing of mind. There is no going back on it. There is no betrayal. Like sometimes it happens with humans. Sometimes they follow through with their promise. Sometimes they don't. With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He promises, it's a done deal. Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr. It's better than 1,000 months. 84 years. Imagine if you stick to your plan in these 10 nights, they're not even 10 anymore, nine nights, that's it. And you do what I just listed, you know, or whatever list of things that you want to do every single day. One of these nights, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised, is going to be Laylatul Qadr. And if you're doing these things, it's as if you've praying in jama'ah for 84 years, as if you've been giving charity every single day for 84 years, as if you have been reading Quran every single day for 84 years, giving sadaqah every single day for 84 years, asking about family members or helping or doing qiyam, 84 years, which is something no human could achieve from the day they're born until they're full lived out life, that they're doing these things every single day. That's not possible. The only way it's possible is if you put your foot down and say, it's either me or it's now or never. I have to attain Laylatul Qadr. It's only 10 days. Have that enthusiasm and keep pushing. Imam Ibn al-Jawzi says, when a horse is about to reach the end of the race, it starts to exert effort because it knows it's reaching the final line. How are you going to end your Ramadan? How are you going to end? Are you going to end it strong? Come in as fast as you can, as powerful as you can? Or are you going to say, oh, khalas, it is what it is? And this is something that a lot of us fall into. We say, well, you know what? I didn't do too well with my fasting, or, you know, my salah wasn't all this. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so kareem. He tells you, whoever fasts Ramadan, you know, out of sincere faith and hoping to attain Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's reward, all his past sins are forgiven. Gone, ya Allah, gone. Not even like when we write with a pencil and we erase it, we see a little trace. Nothing. It's gone. It's not like humans where sometimes we remember somebody's evil doing. Khalas, with Allah, it's gone. You're going to tell me, well, my fasting was, I didn't eat, but my tongue was, my hearing, this, that. Okay, fine. Man qama Ramadan iman al muhtasaban. If you were up praying your tahajjud or your taraweeh out of, you know, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and hoping to attain His reward, then all your past sins are forgiven. You're going to tell me, okay, well, you know, my taraweeh were on and off. I wasn't quite sure what was happening. Okay, man qama laylatul qadr. Just that night, you still have the chance. Don't tell me it's too late. It is not too late. It is not about how strong you began. It's about how strong you end this race. You still have a chance, and a great one. Put down everything that you're doing. Turn off that TV. Get off that couch, because it does look comfy, but it's not the time for it right now. Don't do your age shopping right now, because I know a lot of us get caught up in that. And don't say, well, it's over. It's not over. It's just the beginning. Set up a plan for yourself right now and just get to it and keep on asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and saying, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa fa'afu anni. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, ya Rabb, make us all from those who are utaqa in this blessed month, saved for once and for all. There is no going back. Khalas. So many of us had beloved ones with us before Ramadan, and subhanAllah, they're not with us anymore. You can't wait and say, well, I'll wait till next year. What if there is no next year? What if this is your last chance? What if I were to tell you right now that if you come every day at 2 o'clock in these 10 days, just one of these days, I'm telling you, guaranteed, at 2 p.m. or whatever time it is, if you come one of these days, I'm giving you away, a Lamborghini or a Ferrari, whatever, I don't know, whatever car there is out there, a house in, I don't know, Bora or Hawaii or Bora Bora Island, somewhere like just so exotic, and, you know, tickets for life to travel and this and that. Are you going to show up or no? You are going to show up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is promising you what is a bazillion times better than that. He is promising you Jannah. He is promising you عتق من النار, freeing from hell, fire forever. Be up when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks down in these last 10 days, and be from those whom He subhanahu wa ta'ala is proud of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally is like proud of us, and He tells the angels, look at my ibad, look at my servants. They're fasting for me, right? There is nothing, there is no gain for anybody else in us fasting, right? When you give sadaqah, other people benefit from it or whatever it is that you do. But in fasting, it's solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, by Allah, I have forgiven them. May you be from those who are forgiven in these blessed days. Ya Rabb, say Ameen. May Allah accept your fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept your qiyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the Quran and all the deeds that you do, inshallah. Please, please, please keep me and my family in your dua as you are all in mine. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. End it strong.